All right, I built my first live stream and podcast audio studio about, I think, pushing 4 years ago now. And it wasn't easy, and it was a work in progress, actually. It went on for about 3 years. I haven't really added anything in about a year, but here's one thing I can tell you. For those of you who are a little bit apprehensive about building an audio studio because you don't know the equipment, you don't know how to use it, you don't know, you're scared of it. It looks scary, right? Mixers and compressors and things, lots of dials, lots of buttons. But I can tell you this, that once you dial in your audio with all this equipment, it's a rare moment that you would ever have to mess with it. Let's talk about it today in Entrepreneur Live Video. Saddle up and let's get going.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I have in my audio studio, and I use this for podcasting and for live video, I have a high-quality microphone that pumps beautiful, rich, buttery sound into my so awesome mixer. And the mixer is a big mixer. I mean, it's there's a lot of dials, there's a lot of knobs, but it's scary initially, but it's not so scary once you figure out how to tame that beast. Then I've got my compressor. So the audio goes from my microphone into the mixer, out to the compressor, and back into the mixer, because I have to compress that audio signal. And then my mixer does not have a digital output. Okay, it has an analog output. So in order to run that audio into my computer, I need an interface, which is my Scarlett Focusrite. I think it's called the 2i2. And then for my podcast, it just runs right out of my mixer straight into my digital voice recorder, which is made by a company called Roland. And then the music that I play during the podcast is actually in an iPad Mini 4 that sits on a tripod. And I have a jukebox program called Boss Jack. Boss Jock? I think it's called Boss Jock. And I mean, it's simple, but it's complicated because of all the dials and buttons and where do the cords go and how does the audio flow from one place to the next in which order and whatnot. And that's the thing, folks. Once you dial it in, the good thing for us is we don't have to mess with it anymore. I have my mixer pushed way out of the way. It just collects dust. I have my compressor way out of the way and my Focusrite way out of the way. They just collect dust. I have a power button on a remote control that turns them all on when I need to use them and turns them all off when I'm finished. But for those of you, again, who feel like you could never learn a mixer, you could never learn this stuff and get the good audio, and you've got to just live with crap. No, you do not. Okay? You get it dialed in one time, and you pretty much never touch it again. And the thing is that in dialing it in, you're going to get enough of an education about this equipment that if something goes wrong, you're going to have a really good idea of where to look to solve the problem. Because this equipment, once you have an understanding of it, is actually very simple. It just looks scary. Okay? It's all bark and no bite. It's simple. Dial it in and forget it. It reminds me of those Ron Papil. You remember Ron Papil from Ronco, the food dehydrator and all the stuff. He had one thing that would turn your meat and cook it just right. And it was set it and forget it was his kind of catchphrase. You put the meat on this spinner thing, you set it and forget it. You walk away from it, you forget it. When you come back, it's all ready to eat. Same thing with the audio. You set it and forget it. I'm going to have to take that from Ron. I was actually, even just yesterday, I'm sitting here recording. It is 5:30 in the morning on April 30th as I record this. I woke up early this morning. Normally, I wake up at about 6:30 when the kids wake up and get out of bed. That's when I wake up. But I've been so excited about working on my website and some things I've got in works. I've spent like 3 or 4 weeks working on my website. It's looking really good. I've got about another week and a half in it, maybe 2 weeks before I have it where I want it. And feel free to go check it out. Todd.live is my website. But yesterday, something made me think of Ron Papil. And I looked him up, and he's still alive. He's like 83 years old. I figured he would have been older than that. He's still alive somewhere. I don't think he's doing his commercials anymore, but I actually watched a commercial for one of his products on YouTube. I had it playing in the background while I was working, but I just wanted to hear it. And it's silly, and but it's fun. I mean, the guy sold millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of kitchen accessories and contraptions and things. And he was a master at marketing. And he said for the one product I watched yesterday, it was some sort of meat turning device. Looks like a toaster oven, and it rotates your meat. It's some sort of rotisserie, I guess. And his tagline for it was set it and forget it. And with your audio, you can do the same thing. Set it and forget it.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live.